would you open with that, you fucking weirdo? I was just saying that I registered some domain names through GoDaddy and they keep emailing me, and every time I open my emails, it's like GoDaddy. And I, it's just, that is a fucking creepy word. And I don't know how, like, I know people that sexualize it, like, whatever your kink is, do your thing. But I had it, like, I've had dudes go, call me daddy. I'm like, I'll fucking knock your teeth out before I call you daddy.
I don't understand how that's even sexy.
It disturbs me. I watch a lot of porn. That doesn't disturb me. I stand by my porn watching. But it disturbs me how often I open either my favourite top three, RedTube, YouPorn, Pornhub. I open
RedTube.
RedTube's the fucking business.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a big fan. How often I open one of the three of those and the first page, you know, the suggested shit is all some weird, like, stepbrother, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, ew, it's gross. I don't want to see that.
I think it's in.
And then I search some fucking weird shit that I'll stand by. Now, granted, I...
It's just the new MILF.
Is it?
I think it is, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait for this one to be over. Fucking hell. Gross. Oh.
Not that I know what I'm talking about, Phil-Tom.
I love the idea that when you get into a relationship, everyone pretends they don't watch porn anymore. I'm like, yes, yeah, cool story, bro. Needs more dinosaurs. No fucking way. I remember being madly in love with my boyfriend, us fucking every day, being in this wonderful relationship, and I still watched fucking porn.
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't have agreed with that bit. You should probably have gone, really? You weirdo.
Really? I've never amazing. Done that. Really?
I've started...
Really?
Really? That's how I know when anyone's lying to me, when the reallys get up really high. I've started waking up before my alarm, which is unusual for me.
Really?
Really? Because I've spent my whole life just like an alarm will go off and I'll go, oh, motherfucker. But I started waking up before my alarm, so it means I'm getting better night's sleep. But I started doing little meditations until the alarm goes
good.
Off. Yeah, it's fucking...
Very good.
I reckon I'm a much nicer person.
Very good for you.
Mm.
I was supposed to do that in lockdown. I didn't. I did a little bit of it leading up to it, but it is.
I'm enjoying it, and I'm listening to them in other languages, so I get the calm, soothing tone without having to concentrate on what they're saying.
They might be swearing at you.
Fucking hope they are. Hope they're calling me a big bag of cunts.
Wow. Wow. There's the name of the show.
A big bag of cunts.
This is why this podcast is going nowhere. I bought new microphones, and that's how you treat them.
Oh, come back to us, Julia. Come on, big bag of cunts is fair. When was the last epic tantrum you've had? I was really impressed while you were setting these up the other day. It started to not work, and you did a cracking job at not losing your shit.
Mm.
And I was expecting you to. I was like, Miko is killing it. But when was your last, like, proper tantrum?
It's probably with the FitPom because I'm probably not the, wouldn't be the biggest, but the last one I can remember would have been, just leading up to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have many gigs and my memory's a bit shit. So when I'm like, we were talking about doing gigs and I can't remember my jokes sometimes. I'm like, fuck, got a gig in... I haven't had a gig in 2 weeks. I'm going to have to fucking revert the fucking jokes. I don't know how to fucking do them. Fucking don't know what's going on. And I just can't remember. And I had a bit of a tanty. And she, under her breath, went, you've been telling the same ones for 20 years. And I went, no, I haven't. I've written a few new ones.
I like that you're going to justify that.
I can't remember a big tanty. That's probably a bit of a letdown for the
I'm a tanty thrower.
I've never seen you chuck a tanty.
Oh, but I often throw them on my own.
Oh, right.
Like the other night, I put new sheets on my bed, changed my doona cover. So I've got four pillows. Two pillow covers are of the sheets and two pillow covers are of the doonas. And somewhere between the linen cupboard and putting them on, I dropped one of the doona cover pillow slips and I couldn't find it.
Oh, that shit.
And it fucking pissed me off. Like, looking at, I had to go grab a different coloured one to put it on and I just chucked the biggest fucking tantrum. Couldn't find it anywhere in the house.
Do you call yourself names?
Oh, yeah.
You're a fucking idiot.
Well,
just fuck off. Just fucking stupid.
I get right into it. You fucking useless.
Yeah.
Like, if you've heard what I call other people, you can imagine what I call myself. Yeah. It was a proper kick in the ground tantrum. And what makes me laugh is that I had to sleep that night on the wrong pillow sleep. And the whole time I was like, this fucking pillow, this fucking pillow is fucking mocking me. And then the next morning I picked up a piece of clothing that was on the floor and it was under there. And I expecting the massive tantrum, I went, oh, that's where it is. It's like, it was such a letdown.
I look forward to wearing clothes the next day, and I went, hey, I'll wear that shirt tomorrow. And then when I can't find it, I'm like, where the fuck is it?
The shirt I'm wearing right now,
where's the shirt?
It went missing for 4 days, and today I was like, if I can't find that fucking shirt, I'm turning this. Oh, there it is.
Yeah. Like, Fitpom hides them because she doesn't like my fashion.
Oh.
She hid a pair of shoes for a year. And then we moved and went, there they are.
Did they make the move? Did she like bit them without you knowing?
I think I wore them again a few times. And then they just disappear.
Yeah, I'd be putting a tracker on them. One of those little dot trackers.
I like them. And they were like a cheap version. I think I bought them at like Connor when I bought a pair of jeans. I went, oh, yeah, they'll go with those.
Yeah, nice.
And then I got rid of it. She disappeared them. Let's not say she did it.
There's a possibility.
She does listen to this podcast.
They're missing, and there's a possibility that she was the last one seen with them. Yeah. And if this was a detective show, she would be the person of interest. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but then I bought a pair of Converse, which they were a one-off, because these shoes were like a fake leather with a white trim.
Oh, yeah, I remember them.
So fashionable. And then I bought a Converse pair, and they lasted the distance.
Oh, wow.
Although... I wore it when I was tour guiding, and it just pissed down that weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't – they were saturated. And I think for a week they were drying off.
Ooh.
And then I put them on, they were a bit weird.
Yeah.
They felt a bit weird. I said, I think these shoes are rooted. And she goes, you'll have to throw them out. And I went, yeah. And forgot all about it. And then, have you seen my Converse shoes? She goes, I threw them out. I said, why? He said, because we agreed that you had to throw them out. And I'm like, so maybe she was just holding on to that. To say, fuck, she's bought another pair of shoes, exactly like the ones I've thrown out, just a more expensive version.
With a more of a brand name on there.
So she was just waiting for the moment.
They're all going in the bin.
So as soon as I said, yeah, I might throw them out, that means, yeah, she's throwing them out.
That's hilarious. I don't think I've ever.
Tanties.
I love them. I love a good tanty, because if you don't let it out, if you know those people that are just like, oh, okay, I can't find the pillow slip.
Everything's fine.
It's just breathe the universe. Deeply in for the nose, fine. It's not even anything worth getting angry about.
Yeah, it's my
and then one day they have a
kombucha.
Fucking aneurysm, and you just go, whoa, that is a disproportionate meltdown. What is going on there? And then you find out it's 10 years of not going, where the fuck is the pillow slip, you fucking useless cunt?
I call it a pillowcase too.
Oh, do you?
Pillow slip's a little bit weird. Must be the northern beaches.
I think it's a weird. It's my mum.
And another thing. Let's go about the shoes. This will relate as well to the Fitpom.
Mm-hmm.
Big shout out to the Fitpom.
I love her.
I love her too.
Probably in a different way.
Yeah.
Anyway,
there's a really nice cake shop called Lush Cups.
Right. Where's this going?
And they buy a 6-pack of mini cupcakes for $12, and they're all like wagon wheel flavored.
Oh, is
like,
this on the way home for me?
Yeah, I'll show you where it is.
Awesome.
It's great, yeah. And the owner goes to the gym, so we know him. And because we're on the, what do you call it, the dry July, well, I was going out, she goes, oh, you going to get us something sweet for a cup of tea later? Because every time we quit the booze, we just
smash the sugar.
It's nice. Stupid.
No, it's fair. Swings and fucking roundabouts. I'm not giving everything up. I'll kill someone.
She was basically saying, get me some cupcakes.
Mm.
So I bought six. She goes, what did you buy six for? And I said, well, six for 12. You might as well get six.
Mm.
So she had two. And I had two with our cup of tea.
Right.
And they're delicious. The red velvet.
Mwah. I'm getting a bit drooly.
And, yesterday, they were just sitting there last night. I got home. They were just sitting there. And I thought, yeah, I'll have a cup of tea and have them.
No.
Because she said she didn't want them. And then last night, she says, what's for dessert? And I'm like, oh, I'm going to have a cup of tea and a biscuit. She goes, what about a cake?
Nope.
We can have a cake. And I'm like, no kind of a cake.
You can if you trot down the street.
She goes, did you eat them? And I went, yes.
Yeah.
She said, why? And I went, Because
they were there.
I wanted to. You can't leave shit like that around for Mick Meredith.
Oh, for fucking anyone that likes sugar.
Yeah.
Snooze, you lose. I offer it to you and you say no. And snarf
them too.
Yeah, for fuck.
And they'd been in the fridge though. It was a bit harder. I like it when they're hard.
Got anything harder?
So, yeah, I was in trouble. Oh,
were you? Because I reckon if I offer you something and you say no, I'm full or no thank you, and you don't say but leave it for me for later, fucking you had your chance.
She didn't say leave it for later. She's why'd you buy six? That's too many.
Yeah.
That says I'm having fucking four then.
It was my understanding as you were telling the story. I'm sorry, Fitpom. I rule in favour of Miko there. You know what I did the other day? I was on a sugar binge because I tend to go off sugar. It doesn't treat me very well. I'm not very nice to myself inside my head when I have sugar. So I had a bit of a sugar binge.
Sugar binge.
Yeah, like I woke up going, can't wait for a cup of tea. I can't wait. Like literally that was my first thought. So I went and poured. And I've got a little ritual. Like I like it to be really strong, but I also like heaps of milk in it. So I've got this little ritual of warming up the cup.
Really?
And
milk in your cup of tea?
I've
black tea.
Yeah, because you're a hard ass, mate.
Not a hard ass.
So I was like, while the tea's brewing, I'm going to go and get some chocolate biscuits from the lounge room, and I put the little biscuit tin on.
So where you keep your biscuits in the lounge room?
Well, they're all dad's, so yes, of course.
Where are they?
In a big tin.
In the lounge room?
Yeah. Dad just sits there because I'm always trying to get weight on Dad, so I've just got a healthy supply.
How's his cholesterol?
His cholesterol's perfect.
Really?
Just can't keep weight on him. He's actually a diabetic, but the diabetes is perfectly under control as well.
Wow. That's amazing.
I'm just constantly feeding him.
I love Bob, but I hate him a little bit now.
With his stupid superhero powers.
I'd be snarfing down fucking chocolate biscuits
also,
and a cup of tea.
Fuck it. Almost 89 with two different kinds of cancers in remission. I don't think he gives a fuck about his cholesterol. He'd be like, come at me. Come at me, cholesterol problems. So I went to his little biscuit tin, put it on top of the fireplace, and I grabbed a couple little chocolate bickies. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. And one of them crumbled, and I picked it up, put it in my mouth. I'm like, oh, it's going to be so good. And I picked up the bit that I thought was chocolate cookie.
Yeah, it's a poo.
No, it was a bit of fucking red gum from the fireplace. And I've just... I'm like,
oh God.
Just for, you know, future reference, texture and taste, red gum is not your friend. Do not. And I put it like right up into my back teeth and gave it a full like, I was like, oh,
that's not chocolate.
I'm like, yeah, I might have lost a tooth on that one. Luckily I didn't.
Because you got perfect teeth.
Not perfect.
You can only pray for your fucking teeth. Fucking, I've never had a filling. I'm Julia. Ass.
Head.
Whole head. I've never had a filling.
I have never had a filling. Go fuck yourself.
I've never had a filling.
I've been punched in the mouth so many times, and I can't believe I have never had a tooth knocked out. I've had teeth chipped, but I've never had one actually knocked out, and I don't have any fillings. So, yeah, fuck yourself. I am missing a bit of my jawbone, though, now.
We've discussed that.
I know. So they're not perfect, actually.
Do you have weird fads of liking a certain type of food for a period of time?
Yep.
Isn't that weird? You reckon that's a human thing?
Yep. Although my dog goes off food.
Oh, right.
He'll
really?
Be like, yeah, he'll be like mad keen on something and he put it down and he snuffs it like aggressively eats it. And then just one day he's like, I'm done with that. I'm never having it again.
Never again. You can't even sneak it back in.
Nope.
You can't mix it with another one.
It's over. And you're like, I've got four fucking tins of that left, you asshole. Eat your food. Nope. Can't make me. I did it the other day. I had to give him his Bravecto worming tablet and I broke it up, put it in his food.
And we're sponsored by Bravecto, apparently, because we're saying the product name.
And he just flat out refused. And I was like, you little asshole, they're really expensive and you have to have it because we live in Tick Central.
Mm.
So it was worming and ticks or whatever the fuck it was. And I had to hand feed the fucking dog food because I'm too tight to go and buy another one of those tablets. I was just like, eat it. Eat it. I'm like hand feeding him. Eat the fucking food. He was just like, you're being weird.
How much are they?
Oh, I reckon they're about $20 a pop.
Wow.
Yeah, because ticks
can't shove it up his ass.
Have you ever tried to stick things up dogs' bottoms, Michael?
No, I don't think I have.
Do you know what I did the other day? This is not ass related, but a girlfriend of mine has a massive dog. Like, Samson's a big fucking dog. He's a Rottweiler cross bull mastiff.
Fucking
yeah,
hell.
He's huge, man.
Wow.
And he was
a good looking dog.
Oh, he's great. He's stunning, but he's fucking
huge. Is he a dribbler?
Huge. He slobbered like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, it's great. I love it too. I miss Bundy. Bundy was a good
dog. Bundy
dribbler.
Was a good dog.
Dribbler.
He was a big boy. Picture Bundy's height, but put like full stocky, you know, broad chest, broad ass across, and that's my friend's dog, Samson. So Samson was 63 kilos, and he tore his cruciate ligament and he had to have knee surgery.
Jesus.
And they managed to get him down to 50 kilos.
Was he playing first grade for the NRL?
He was. He just...
we're going to have to fucking...
It was just a shit tackle. And it's like a full plate they were putting in his knee. And
what'd that cost?
Yeah, not as much as I thought it was going to. I think it was like $4,000 or something. When Homie had her lung surgery, it was 10. I'd have paid it every fucking day, too. I had her another 4.5 years after that. So the knee surgery happens. Samson doesn't like men and particularly doesn't like vets. Like, he's a rescue dog and he's got a bit of a history about him. And so to sedate him, he's kind of like me, where he gets worked up and his adrenaline kicks in and the sedation just wears off real fast. Like, he's just, it's like me and Valium. It's working. It's not working anymore. So, and they've got muzzles for him.
Blow up my computer.
And he just keeps, he breaks muzzles. Like, he's, but he's a good dog. He just is fucking huge. So when it came time to get the stitches out, the vet said to my mate, well, look, you just bring him down and you take the stitches out and I'll have a look at the wound, because if I try and go near him, he's going to rip my face off. And she goes, yeah, except I can't do stitches. That's not, I'm not blood and guts girl. I can't help it. So I said, do you want a hand? So I was thinking we'd go into the vets and it would be a well-lit sort of roomy place that I could take these stitches out of this dog's leg. And it's on the inside of the knee, so it's not even like I can extend a hand out. No, it was in the back of, we took my mum and dad's station wagon because it was low, it was easier to get him into. And I was thinking in my head that his ass would be at the boot part so I could get to the stitches, and his head would be at the front part with my friend in the door patting the dog's face, keeping him busy. And that's not how it worked out. The dog wasn't having it. The dog put his head at the boot section. I had to get in the station wagon with the folded down seats with have you ever seen a suture cutter? Like, round scalpel. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm like, I've got a super sharp fucking scalpel.
Yeah, yeah, they're very sharp.
A big angry dog. And I'm about to take out 7 stitches out of this dog. I was shitting myself. I don't get scared too often, but I was proper fucking bricking it. And the vet goes,
I'm getting bitten by a shark.
If he turns on me, I'm stuck inside a fucking station.
You've got a sharp knife there.
Yeah, then I'll probably end up stabbing myself in the face with. But the vet goes, I'll just have a look. And he comes to the side of the car and Samson just turns his head and just goes, hur! And I'm like, off. I'm like, yeah, mate, how about you back the fuck up, because this dog's going to kick off and it's not you that's in here, it's me. And he's like, oh, okay. So we're in this, it's 6 o'clock at night, we're in the underground part of the vet surgery and I'm removing stitches by 2 torchlights. Lights, right? Just shitting myself. The first 2 he let me do, and then the 3rd one was quite tight. And he just turned around, you know, that big dog thing where they turn their heads and just full side eye. And I'm like,
what are you doing?
Yeah. And I'm like, I know, mate. I know this is really tender, isn't it? I need you to just calm the fuck down. So I like just full talking to him like I'm talking someone off the ledge of a building. I was shitting myself. And he let me do it. I was really proud of him. He didn't snap. He didn't anything. But when I got to the end, I was like, thank you so much. I had to go home and have a beer because I had been so nervous the whole time. You know, that release of like, oh, motherfucker.
Yeah, I thought.
I was going to die, because he's a big fucking boy. But you should have seen him straight away. He started to walk better. Like, the stitches had got to a stage where they had to come out. They were pulling. As soon as I cut them out, well, sutured them out and pulled them out with tweezers, the dog was walking better, and I went up the next day to see him and he was just like, who's my mate? Who's my old friend? I was like, oh, good. Dog likes me again now. This is good.
How do we get to that?
Fuck if I know.
We're talking about food addiction.
Yeah.
Aren't we?
What have you...
Other dogs.
What have you recently stopped eating that you love?
Just like... I really like the bread rolls up at the shop.
Yeah.
But a crusty bread roll.
Oh, yum.
They have really good double smoked ham.
Oh.
With really... yummy mustard.
Yum.
And that's me lunch.
Well, you haven't gone off that, have you?
No, I just...
Oh, thank God.
Every day I'm like, I'm going to have that. Wake up in the morning, I'm going to have that for lunch.
Yeah, yum.
Can't be. Walk in, they must think...
Oh, some double smoked ham, thanks.
Just buy bread rolls. Bread rolls and red wine.
I did that for... When I was ketoing really hard, I did that for cauliflower rice. I loved it. And I cooked it up for everything, and then I just had that one too many times.
Yeah, you get sick of that.
And I'm like, don't serve that to me again for a very long time.
Sweet potato rice is all right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not bad.
Mm.
If you had cauliflower rice with broccoli rice as well, you mix it together.
Yeah, I did it too much. I wish I could do that for chocolate or something. Like something like pineapple lumps. Oh, I've had one too many pineapple lumps, and now I can never do them again because they are my... They're my weakness.
What are pineapple lumps?
Oh, yum. I think they're from New Zealand. So it's like a chewy pineapple nougat covered in chocolate. Oh, I'm drooling while I'm talking about them.
I'm a bit hungry too now. I haven't had my lunch yet. I've had a breakfast bar and that's it.
Oh, Jesus. You know, I reckon
I should. Done a workout.
On the way, when I leave, I should take you to Lush Cups.
I'll drop you there. Do you want to go there?
Can't tell me about...
She's nice. She's great.
Red Velvet Cupcakes and then...
Oh, the Red Velvet.
Wagon Wheel Cupcakes. Yum.
Red Velvet Cupcakes. And what do we have? Red Velvet. We had a coffee cupcake. We had... passion fruit.
Oh, yum.
A cinnamon, like a cinnamon donut.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. Amazing.
Yum, 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 yum,
yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum. Lush Cups, we're coming for you.
I know we've talked about Ted a fair bit the last couple of weeks, but... God,
not again.
Poor old...
Why don't you marry him?
I wish I could, mate. He's the love of my life. Poor Mr. Teddy Bear's going a bit blind.
Is he?
In his old age. And so we've got two
running
steps.
Running into shit.
To, yeah. We've got two steps to get up to our house. And he just...
just chests into it.
Well, no, he backs himself up to the garden bed. And then I think he counts how many steps he has to run. And he comes at full pelt to run up the stairs.
Wow.
But every now and then he hits the step and just fucking slides on his chin all the way to the front door. Like, I was like, come on, buddy, you don't have to go at that pace. Like, five steps is five steps, whether you're running or not. But I couldn't get him to stop doing that. So yesterday I got bright white gaffer tape and I've taped off the top step on the second step.
Oh, he's going to see that.
It's already working. The dog's like, he stopped running at it. He walks up to it now and just goes, step, step, step. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. I need a seeing eye dog for my 13-year-old dog.
It's good. I like it.
I MacGyvered myself some dog aid.
Is there a TV show that every time you turn on the TV, it's always on?
NCIS.
Fuck it. Well, they've got a whole channel over there.
Fuck, man. They should have, because then I could stay away from it. My parents watch it constantly.
I've never watched one show.
That's shit.
Isn't it all different versions? Or is it just one?
Oh, there are a couple of different versions, but it's just Mark Harmon and my mum and dad watch it endlessly, so much so that I can hear it from the fucking street when I pull up in the car. I can hear, I'm like, oh, they're watching NCIS again. Oh, I can even tell you what episode it is. And they, because they're both deaf, they listen to it on like 1,000. I'm sorry, what's the show that you always put on?
Cook and the Chef.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Maggie,
see, I'd watch
Maggie
that.
Beers.
I'd watch
every
that.
Time I turn, like, I flick through, get there, I think they're on SBS. And I always looked at through the football, I go, it's always on. And she's like, what? And I went, okay, I'm talking to myself. It's always on this.
It's always on.
Maggie Beard. I've got a bit of a thing for Maggie
Beard.
Yeah,
Beers. She's awesome. I love her.
She's a fucking multi-millionaire.
When I grow up, I want to be Maggie Beard.
Maggie Beard.
I buy her stock when I'm making things.
Really?
I've started cooking lately. I make a gun slow-cooked pork ribs.
Really?
Last night.
What sauce do you use?
I use a mixture of Baby Ray's brown sugar, Worcestershire sauce, and a fuck ton of garlic. Holy shit, it's good. Yeah. Like... So my mum hates ribs. It's a big call when she said to me the other day.
Just collapses because she ain't
got no ribs. She said to me the other day, can you make those ribs that you make? I wouldn't mind some of them. And I'm like, whoo, that's the biggest compliment anyone.
Are ribs cheap?
They put them on special all the time, so I just wait.
Are there any vegan ribs?
Yes, there are.
About out of cauliflower?
Yes.
Are they really?
They're rib-shaped, but they're some fake.
Really? Why do they do that? I don't get that.
I don't know. I have to ask a vegan. I'm not against being a vegan. I just, like, just be a vegan and eat your veggies. You don't have to shape it like meat.
Yeah, it's always on Cook and the Chef.
Who's the chef? Is that Maggie Beers? Who's the,
no,
who's the dude?
No, it's the guy from Adelaide. And I did a gig in Adelaide and he was the head chef at the Adelaide Hilton.
Oh, cool.
And he cooked for me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was really friendly.
Fancy pants.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cooked me breakfast. What are you after, mate? I said, you're that guy. And he goes, yeah, I'm that guy.
Oh, in a perfect world, he went, you're that guy. And you're like, yeah, I'm that guy. 20 minutes. Is it?
Yeah.
Sweet.
How's that?
It's magic.
That's weird.
It's magic.
So the new microphones go into delay after 20 minutes.
That's handy.
I'll have to send a message to Rode.
Yeah, oh, he cunts. Why is this happening?
Yeah.
I feel like we started again and I had to drop the C-bomb. Oh, it was very sweet. When I was telling you about my neighbour who had the party and I turned into my mum and dad. Well, I just turned into an old person and bellowed at them over the fence at 4:30 in the morning. The next door neighbour on the other side of me, who is lovely, they are a really lovely English couple, but they're quite young and they're quite well-spoken. She was like, did you hear those cunts next door last night? And sent me by text message and I've never loved a person more. You know, you're just like, oh, there I was minding my language because I thought they were really lovely people. And she's like, how are those cunts? I was like, oh, I love this chick.
I'm just going to check something.
You just check.
So don't say anything hilarious.
I reckon I'm going to manage that.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Like, wow.
Mick being a smartass. I'm just checking something, trying not to say anything hilarious. Yeah, I managed it.
There you go.
Did I tell you about my little mate at the park? The little kid that cycles through the park every morning, and he was invisible for ages. Like, people just didn't. And the kid's pitch black, like Somalian black.
Oh, okay.
And every other kid that goes through the park, other old people that are walking past, are like, good morning, hello. And this kid just, no one ever looks at him. No one ever says anything to him. And I'm like, look, there's racism where you go. I don't like that.
We are on the northern beaches.
Yeah, it's the whitest of fucking white areas anywhere. So for me, there's racism where there's like, I don't like that person because they're their colour or they're their culture or their race. And then there's, to me, the other racism where I know you're different, so I'm just going to pretend I can't see you so I don't say anything offensive. Or, you know, that one, which just is the one that I see more often around where I live. And this poor little kid, he's in year, like, when I first started saying g'day to him, I think he was in, like, year three. And, I could just see that he just, honestly, it was like he didn't exist. And I'm like, that's fucked. To be treated invisible? Nah, not having it. So I started, like, I'd walk past him, I'd go, g'day. And to start off with, he was like the head down, g'day. And it took me a while to break him, but I got him. So, g'day, and he'd go, hi. And now, like, he knows Ted's name and, you know, g'day, mate. Right. How you going? Yeah, good, thanks. And, you know, one day his little scooter was broken. I'm like, what's going on? Oh, Dad's going to fix it soon. I'm like, wow, dude, it's not the same. Something's wrong with the world if I don't see you scooting past. Like, you know, that kind of bit. And he's in year six now, so he's going off to high school next year. But the other day, I was in my barber getting my hair cut before I opened the shop, and he walked in with his mum to have, because we obviously have the same barber, and it was so cute. I'm like, oh, that's
so he's a lesbian. Yeah. He goes to a lesbian barber shop.
My barber's a fucking gun, man. Actually, when I first walked in, I was like, do you cut chicks' hairs? And they're like, yeah, of course. And I was like, oh, okay, because sometimes barbers don't. And so I see him walk in. I'm like, oh, that's my little mate from the park. And I normally see him with a crash helmet on because he's always on his scooter or on his bike. But turns out he's got cool little fucking dreads. Like, he's cool kid.
Right.
But he's got his hoodie on. I can't see the dreads yet. And he walks in and I see him. I'm like, oh, that's my little mate from the park. And he hasn't seen me yet. And he's with his mum. You can see he's just like, got to have my hair cut, fucking, you know, kids like kind of slumping around. And then I see him look up and see that it's me. And he gets the big eyes and he's like, oh. And I went, yeah, but you didn't expect to see me here. And his mum's like, what the fuck is happening here? Why
having an affair.
Why is this woman with spiky hair who's at a barber? And at that stage, the barber's, like, got a razor blade and he's, like, shaving the side of my head. Yeah, and you can just see the mum, like, what the fuck's going on here? And I was saying to the barber, oh, you know, this is my little mate from the park. We say g'day every morning and my morning's not complete unless I see him. And if I don't see him, I'm afraid something's happened. Anyway, he was, like, you know, all sort of super chuffed that someone said g'day. He's got, like, his own independent, not just mum's, you know, people that mum knows. So he's in having his hair cut as I'm leaving. And I said to his mum, you should be really proud of him. He's got beautiful manners. He's a really good kid. And when I looked around, the kid's just got a smile that is like, he's like, fucking thanks, lady. I'll be getting a treat out of that.
Beautiful manners.
Well, yeah. I think I do it in the shop all the time. If someone says, you know, if a kid says, excuse me, may I please have blah, blah, or thank you for the such and such, I go, hey, you've got great manners, and people don't compliment little people on manners often enough for my money. And you just see them walk out like,
proud as manners. I bluff the gigantic lady.
Have you got a phrase that drives you crazy?
A phrase?
Like a, you know, so for me, I hate the term inspo. For inspiration. Like, I didn't.
No, never heard
the
that.
The first 20 times
Northern
I heard
beaches
it.
Beaches again, too.
Like, no, you posted it. You did Fatspo or something like that. You did fitness inspo, like Fitspo or something. I saw it.
Not me, mate.
I'm sure you did.
No.
And one of you, when you got
another
super
fit bald guy with massive ears.
But for me, because I didn't know what it was, when you posted it and it was you, I had to Google what inspo was. Oh, and I was like, oh,
nah,
inspiration.
Couldn't have been me.
It was.
Nah.
It was. Hashtag. It was you hashtagged.
Full
it.
Of shit.
You
as
hashtagged.
Usual.
As usual.
I've you know what I've worked out? I probably should be working for the UN.
Oh, really? You've been putting out a few fires, have you, mate?
Yeah. I got some peace inspo for you.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
So I went out to lunch with the kids the other day and they fucking hated each other.
Really?
Yeah. But I won them over. I got them 10 minutes in. We're fucking laughing.
How do you manage that?
Well, I had a red wine.
Look at Daddy. He's drunk.
And then we just started talking old movies.
Really?
And they're really... I go, wait, what's a good movie? And I was rattling them off. And they're like, yeah, that is a good movie. I'm like, I was very proud of them because they liked good movies.
That's some good raising you've done there.
Good inspo, that, isn't it?
Fuck you.
So, yeah, I'm ringing up whoever's in charge of the UN. Trumpy, is he in charge of the UN?
I hope not.
He hates the UN, doesn't he?
He does. He wants to defund them. He wants to sack everybody because he's a cockhead.
It was good. Good lunch.
Yeah, nice. What were their movies that they liked? Because they're quite young.
They're in the early 20s.
Yeah, that is quite young to me.
They were interested in all the classics like Godfather. And,
oh, good.
Blade Runner.
Oh, good movie.
Mm.
I tell you what else I love.
Shining.
Cracker.
Mm.
I did see a great meme the other day where they had Axel.
Inspo.
Fuck you. Where they had Axel Rose being Jack Nicholson's face on that. On that famous movie picture of him, like where he's trying to bust through, and it's like the sh-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-ning, and it made me giggle just disproportionately all the time. Sh-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-ning. Thank you, because I thought it was hilarious, and I showed it to a mate of mine. She's like, I don't know what that is, and I was like, fuck's sake, my Guns N' Roses. She goes, it's not really my thing. I'm like, oh, dude, you're killing me.
She's a dickhead.
She just got the
bullet. No, she's not. She's lovely.
You don't even know whoever what I'm talking she about. She's Joe. Joe from the Herbadashery.
No, yeah. Joe. And a lovely just... sister, the artist, who I just started following.
Yeah. She has, I can't show you yet, but she has painted my portrait and is entering it into competitions.
Really? Mm. What sort of a competition?
Portrait competition. Not look at this ugly chick competition. I could see where you were going with that, you
portrait
fuckhead.
Portrait competitions. Portrait competition.
It's fucking cracking. Like, I've never had anybody...
She's good. She's a good artist.
Never had anybody paint my picture before. Let's remember I've dated a few artists, and did any of those fuckers paint me or draw me? Nah.
Have you dated a few artists?
Yeah, not proud.
You into modern music?
I love it. Oh, hang on. What kind of modern music?
Well, I found that band Falconer.
Mm-hmm.
But I went through the Australian Top 10.
Oh, don't do that.
It's
shit.
It's... I'm just going to see if you can get any of these. Here you go. Number 10 is... Don't stay away for too
long. Don't go to bed. What?
Who's that?
Not a fucking some child that's on crack.
That's Pow Fu and Biba Doobie.
Fuck off.
Number 9 is...
Nah.
Nah. What about number 8?
Oh, fuck. Tubular Bells. No.
What about?
Fucking hell. No.
Oh, that's Gaga.
I'm out. Well, this has the build-up to be something good. Oh, this is a fucking TikTok song, isn't it? Fuck's sake. Nope.
It's fucking terrible, isn't it?
This is awful.
We are so old.
Yep. You've improved it. You've improved that song by Diddy Baba. Just all of every...
So yeah, as a guy that writes parodies, I just think, well, I can't do anything.
I'm cooked. I just assume that all those songs are TikTok songs.
Oh, right.
It's all of them. Like most, I reckon.
Have you got TikTok?
I don't, but I've got nieces.
Have you ever gone down the TikTok rabbit hole?
Oh, yeah. One of them got me to upload at one time, and I just sat there for like an hour. And I just went, oh.
It's just, some of it's quite joyous, but some of it is just.
Yeah.
Shit. Like old jokes.
Yeah. It's terrible, hey.
Horrible, racist, sexist jokes.
Oh, Jesus, really? I didn't see those.
And massive boobs.
Yeah,
maybe that's just
your algorithm works. No, I just saw lots
that's me
of,
dancing. Oh, my eye come out.
This is lots of fuckheads dancing to bad music like that, and then everyone trying to do someone else's dance. And I don't understand. I'm too old to understand. Yeah. There's a whole social media that I don't understand.
Don't get it.
Too old.
It's fucking shit.
When my new computer arrives, which I got an email yesterday saying the courier is on their way, and I was like, yeah, my computer's on its way.
You better be the courier.
And the courier turned out to be delivering. delivering cards that I bought for the shop. And I was like, that motherfucker.
Yeah. I order a lot online. I love a bit of a delivery.
Yeah, I like the – I currently have like five things on its way. And I'm like, what could this be?
Which one it is, yeah.
Yeah, I get really excited.
These were delivered, the microphones.
North.
And my T-shirts. Some, I just should have got you one. I apologize.
You should have. The one you were wearing yesterday was fucking awesome.
Sensational. Everyone said my eyes were really – dazzling.
I was just looking at your shirt, but sure, your eyes were fine too.
Oh, fuck you.
Hey.
That's the end of the podcast.
Just called me asshole head.
No, that was another podcast. Say a little farewell.
Peace out.
I can't believe you didn't know that.